I am very pleased to welcome Hiro Suzuki, who is director at Hai Corporation, and he'll be talking to us about the Tizen UX layouter and composer.
Okay, so good afternoon, everyone. I'm Hiro Suzuki from Hai Corporation. HiCorp is a embedded software company, and we've been working in the mobile industry for more than a decade. The very first product we had is the world's first real-time 3D rendering engine, which is called Moscow Capsule, and it was launched back in 2001, almost 12 years ago. And since then, we've been working mostly on UI, UX, you know, kind of things for mobile devices and automotive and camcorder or stuff like that. So today, here's the agenda for today. I'm going to talk about an application development workflow for mobile devices. And I would like to introduce two of our solutions, one of which is Tizen UX Layouter. It's a simple, easy, and intuitive prototyping tool for, you know, designers or engineers or everyone. And also, I'd like to introduce Tizen UX Composer. It's a kind of UI framework for mobile devices and authoring tool and libraries for embedded devices. And these two solutions, you know, will make developers' life easier. Before, you know, getting into the layout and composer, let me talk a little bit about, you know, my experience with Linux. It's been more than, well, it's like 18 years since when I first, you know, played with Linux for the first time in my life. This was the very first package I've got, Slackware. It was, you know, we didn't have any distribution at that time. We had this kind of, you know, 3 CD-ROM package or 6 CD-ROM package, and it took a whole day to install the very basic things like kernel and shell and compiler and stuff like that. And it took another week for me to install the X Windows system. And it was, 18 years ago. And time flies, and about 5 years ago, I've met with Moblin, played with it for a while, and developed some application, like, you know, UI solution or games and stuff like that. A couple of years later, all of a sudden, you know, MIMO came into our site, yet another Linux for mobile devices. And then these two merged into Migo. So, at Hai Corporation, we played with Migo for a while, developed many UI solutions for it. And since, you know, Migo was adapted as a reference Linux platform for automotive by a European industry association called Genebi. So we, you know, played with it for a while, developed many things. And almost at the same time when we were playing with Moblin, there was still yet another Linux in the market. It was called Access Linux Platform, AOP. This was mostly for mobile phone, as I remember it. And we developed, you know, some part of UI and UX implementation of Access Linux Platform. And then a couple of years later, okay, here comes another Linux, Limo Foundation. I don't know what Limo stands for, but maybe Linux for mobile or something like that. Yeah. And it seems like, you know, some part of AOP has been contributed to Limo Foundation, but these two are separate, I mean, separate Linux. So we had Migo and AOP and Limo and many other Linux platforms. Now, finally, last year, correct me if I'm wrong, but last year, I guess, we've got Tizen. Now, you know, everything merged into Tizen, and, you know, we just need to focus on one Linux platform, Tizen, which is very nice. But still, actually, we have many other Linux platforms in the market, And also we have many other non-Linux platforms, like Android Linux, but Windows and iOS and stuff like that. Okay, so there's still many fragmentation in the market, and as a developer, we always need to think about it. But things are changing, and as HTML5 is becoming a real application platform, but not in theory, but the real solution. As a developer, we just need to care about HTML5 as a platform. We don't even need to care about the underlying platform. All we need to care is whether the platform is supporting HTML5 well or not. And Tizen is supporting HTML5 very well, I guess. But from a device maker's point of view, well, maybe they still need to care about what platform they're going to adopt. This Linux or that Linux or some other native platforms or stuff like that. Today, so as a software developer, I'm going to talk about the upper side, the content side. According to some researches, 60% of mobile contents available in the market are games. And there are many, solutions for game developers. There are many documents available in the market, tools, framework, engines, and everything. So if you want to develop any games, mobile games, maybe you can get anything you need from many places. But today I'm not going to talk about games, but I'll be talking about the other half. I'll be talking about non-games mobile applications like corporate apps. The corporate apps that are developed by corporation as part of their corporate project. So in corporate apps, when you want to develop corporate apps, there are many frustrating things like business workflows. There are many people involved in that project. You need to get approval from, everyone. And it's always tough to go through that process. So let's take a look at a typical development workflow. It's very simple. You get the idea, so you code it, and then you publish the game. Oh, not game, but you publish the content. That's very simple. But this doesn't happen when it comes to corporate apps. So when you develop corporate apps, after you get your idea, before you start coding, or your engineer, before your engineers start coding, you got to go through some business workflow, pitching your bosses and get approval to move forward. So first of all, you got to create your proposal and pitch your idea to your bosses. And finally, you'll get approval if you're lucky enough. And then, even after you get approval, coding is not that simple. Well, maybe, you will team up a development team, consists of many people with various expertise, like engineers, designers, many managers, and, many bosses. These people, designers, engineers, and many others, sometimes they speak different languages. But to move forward, they do need to deeply communicate each other. So that's another challenge. And finally, you get your apps in your hand, and you publish it. But that's not the end of the story. After you publish your contents to some platform, maybe you'd like to bring your contents to other platforms. So porting is another challenge. And that's always tough, to bring your contents to other platforms. Okay, so today, I'm going to talk about three things from this workflow, which are the pitching part and the coding part and the porting part. I'm going to talk how to solve this, you know, challenging part with our solution. So let's start from the very beginning, the pitching part. So once you get your idea to move forward, to start your project, you got to pitch your idea to your bosses. And usually, I mean, typically, everyone is doing this with PowerPoint, Keynote, and Excel spreadsheet, and stuff like that. But these days, this static document kind of approach doesn't work well, especially for mobile apps. So with PowerPoint, you may be able to tell how the apps will look like with screenshots and screen transition diagram and those static documents. Maybe you can explain how the app will run on the real device. Maybe you can, you know, yeah, write some text to explain how it is supposed to run on the real device. But when it comes to the mobile apps, well, you need to let people feel how the apps will run on the real device. You know, not only the look and feel, but touch and feel. This is very important. But unfortunately, this is something PowerPoint or those kind of static document kind of approach cannot do. They can only show the static documents, but they cannot, you know, tell how the app will feel like. So if you want to let people understand what you're trying to build and let them feel and understand what the app will, application will look like, you got to build and show it. Let them play with it. That's the only way. So here's the solution. First of all, to pitch your idea to your bosses, why don't you create a prototype? So with prototype, it's a the real application. I mean, the real apps which runs on real device, so that it's very easy for your audience to understand what that will feel like. But sometimes, well, I would say it's always difficult for, you know, people to create a prototype within a very short time frame unless you have your programming skill. So we have a solution for that.